Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for getting serious. We've been dealing in frivolity all morning long, and it's time to get down to business here with Mr. Kiger, who always has a serious countenance.
That's so wrong. Usually I walk in the door and we just start laughing.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
It's always funny to see.
Too much energy perhaps in the morning.
That's right.
We're the power station.
Yeah, that's right. Some like it hot.
Dun, dun. Oh, that's right.
Some like it hot.
Yep.
All right. What you got?
Science!
She blinded me with science!
Thomas Dolby, another MTV
That's right.
period artist. But no, we're doing do science today.
Okay.
Okay, everybody ready?
I'm probably not going to do very well.
For all
well
you
this.
Folks out there in math and science, hopefully this is going to be a softball for you guys.
Science is not my strong point, so, you know.
All right. On this day, Ron Stutz, April 13th. 1663.
Oh, yeah, when you were a kid.
Yeah, and Ron was a freshman. Robert Hooke examined a sample of cork under a microscope.
Okay.
And noted that the plant material seemed to be made up of boxy compartments that reminded him of monks' quarters. So we coined what word for them that we use repeatedly even today. He's looking under a microscope at a sample of cork. He's noticed that the plant material seems to be made up of boxy compartments that reminded him of monks' quarters.
Okay.
He came up with a term. What is the term that he came up with, given that description? We use it all the time.
Really?
Today, in science.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, all you science folks, you know, bail me out here.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now if you have any clue what Freddie Kiger is talking about this morning. You can win a $50 gift card from Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you are
good to go.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, I'm going to say, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Boxy compartments. It kind of reminded him of the quarters that monks would live in.
Something like a cube or something?
You're so close.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Cubicle?
Kind of. No, you're close. The quarters reminded him.
Cell?
That's it!
Cell? Like jail cell?
Well, he may have thought it looked like a, quote, jail cell.
Yeah.
Although it's monks' quarters. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Jeans, cell, C-E-L-L-S.
Aside from all that, there is a monk's corner in North Carolina.
Yes,
is there not?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I think that's M-O-N-C-K-S, I believe.
I don't think that's related.
But anyway, cells, that's what he thought they looked like. He coined it. And being a member of the British Royal Society, he innocently described them as to what he viewed. And the rest, they say.
Is history.
Is history.
Yeah.
Genes.
Try and tell that to somebody today.
Not genes. Kind of cells.
Convoluted.
Cells.
Kind of a convoluted question and answer, but try that today to amaze your friends at lunchtime.
Whip that out of your pocket with your cell. Maybe you can look at your cells via a cell.
Yeah, maybe so. Thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome.
I'm confused.
Okay. We're moving on.